Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and once again, I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha. Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Dan.
How are you this week?
Very well, thank
Good.
You.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Now, Shireen and I will be discussing a question that may be interest you. Do you understand yourself? So, our title, Understanding Myself. So, what are some of the keys to this? Do we really know ourselves, or do we, as Lily Tomlin says, sometimes I think I'm a figment of my own imagination?
You know, thinking of that, I remember an article in The Onion. Mm-hmm. Recently I was reading, and this guy, it was just really, had a lot of issues. It was very dysfunctional. And of course, I mean, you know, it's a caricature. And he was saying, if, when I'm myself, no one seems to like me. Because he was playing out his issues. And to answer your question, yes, it's possible to understand yourself.
Okay.
And understanding myself is not this, you know, temporal, whatever is going, temporary things that are going on in my life, but the eternal, still stable self.
Got it. So we're not talking about the waves on the surface, we're talking about what the ocean of self is way down deep.
Right, right. That inside I am a pure, peaceful, loving being. And to understand that, and each of us expresses our divine qualities differently, and to understand that is easy, actually.
Good, because sometimes when we're stuck in traffic or when things aren't going well, sometimes we forget who we really are.
Right.
And I think probably your strong suit is you dedicate your life to getting down to what's real and what's important.
Right, right. You know, you don't have to dedicate. I'm not saying everyone should be sitting in a white sari and doing this.
Oh, thank you.
Especially you, Dan, for example. No, I mean, even otherwise, I'm not saying everyone who's dedicated is sitting in a white sari, but I'm implying that you don't really need a lot of time to understand yourself. But understanding myself, for me lately, mm-hmm. is much more important than even understanding God. Because I feel understanding myself helps me understand God. So the first step really is understanding myself.
Got it. So this is understanding yourself sort of is like previous to a bigger
picture. And also it like leads to happiness. It leads to that stillness, that stability, that peace that we're all really looking for.
Good. So now I want to know, what are some of the strategies that you personally use to get to that true core of who you are?
A few things.
Yeah.
The first thing for me is faith.
Mm-hmm.
The first faith really that I really had to have is that I'm a soul.
Yes.
I'm a being that is in this human body and I'm having a human experience, but I'm a spiritual being.
That's nice.
And that's the first faith. And then the second faith is that as a spiritual being, my core is goodness. And that implies everyone, even the worst people in the world.
Absolutely.
Right now, is the core is goodness. Whatever is playing out is not actually who they are. The core of all of us is love, is peace, is purity, is bliss, is knowledge, is wisdom. All of that is within us.
Mm-hmm.
And that faith actually, also that's just the basic faith, but also the faith that my life is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am special. My life is special. And that kind of faith really leads to victory. That kind of faith leads to stability.
Now, let me do a clarification here, because the rejoinder to that is, my life is special. I am special, just like everyone else is special.
Yes.
Not more special.
More
than.
Special, yes. There should be a vision of equality for everyone. That's another thing. While doing special things in life, while being special, that is your speciality, to see people in that vision of
mm-hmm.
equality is one of my specialities. That's how I set myself into a stage of meditation many times. And also everything is going fine. You know, things are really fine. I, especially lately, I've been thinking that a lot. To really understand yourself, it shouldn't be that you're thinking, oh, if this happens, my life will be better. If I get that, my life will be better. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to just settle for whatever is happening, but not to look for something in the future or feel guilty about the past, but to really enjoy the moment, enjoy the present.
I think this is extremely important, because otherwise we put our lives on hold. We say, I will be happy when I graduate, but
right.
not until then. Or I'll be happy when I have kids or a good job or whatever.
Yeah, or, you know, lately I hear a lot of people who are trying to get their permanent resident status in the United States. Or my life will change if I become a permanent right. resident, or my whatever it is,
right.
you know, that this is fine. Whatever is happening is great. And
that is a bigger step than most people can take. Most of us at a low mood can take. Everybody, I believe, maybe not you, Shireen, but everybody sometimes steps off the sidewalk and twists metaphorically an ankle. Sometimes we need to just remember that we're not doing this in order to be happy. We can be happy along the way. We can accept the goodness of life. Even
yeah.
in the challenge of the tsunami
right.
of circumstance.
Right, right. It really is, and my motto in that is, it's perfectly imperfect.
Ah, I like
Everything
that.
Is perfectly imperfect.
Now, in case you're not a regular viewer, let me give you a background on this. I know Shireen well, that's why sometimes I'll clarify what I think I hear her saying. But she has just gone through a pretty big cancer situation and is doing well, but that perfection that she's talking about is up against some challenges that have been extremely tough.
I didn't think so.
Well, you just missed all the facts. And that may be the magic.
Yes, that everything is perfectly imperfect. Everything
yeah.
is perfectly. So that's one of my tenets. I feel that if you hold these tenets, then you start understanding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith. Everything is perfectly imperfect. And the other thing, which is very important, is don't have a feeling of entitlement.
Ah, nice.
If you want something, work for it, and you'll receive it.
Got it. I like that a lot.
And I feel in our culture, it is a culture of entitlement.
I
know,
agree.
Just because yeah. I am, you know, it's due to me. So let's say if I want to experience, if I have faith, I am peace.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to experience I am peace, then I have to do some things to experience that peace. And the other thing I really need to experience that peace or that love or that bliss or whatever it is patience.
Patience with the current situation?
Yeah, patience with myself, uh-huh. patience with my nature, my habits, all of those things. I really need to have patience. And to really have patience, we need wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that wisdom comes from that knowledge, from really meditating. You really gain that patience and that wisdom from that. Those are the few things, and a few others too.
Well, for a visual, I know from knowing you for some number of years now, the BKs have a sense of being a point of light, like right there. Would you elaborate a bit? Because I think that's an important knowing myself piece.
Our understanding is that we are spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
And as spiritual beings, we don't have a dimension. We don't have, you can't say love, right? It's spiritual. You can't say love is 2 feet wide and 3 feet deep. So we are spiritual beings of light. So we represent ourselves as points of light, because light denotes that wisdom, that spark of living consciousness. Because we are living consciousness, we say we are points of light. Because we are spiritual beings, so we don't have a dimension. The body has a dimension. You can say, you know, 5 feet, whatever, 2 inches,
sure.
all of those things. But as spiritual beings, so that is one of the things. And also the other, there are a few other things
mm-hmm.
about the soul that we really stress. That I am a point of light, and my location is right
mm-hmm.
here, behind the eyes, at the base of the brain. And also there are three things that we talk about a lot. Is I am immortal, Mm-hmm. I'm imperishable and I'm eternal. That means that there is no death, that I'm never born and I never die. And my experiences, I'm imperishable means my life experiences, no one can take them away from me. And I'm eternal means that my body has a as
shelf
an age,
life.
age, but me, the soul, is eternal through time. I don't have an age. It's eternal. In time sense, I'm eternal.
So that provides a true level of equanimity as you're facing physical death at this point.
Yeah, or any kind of physical changes that happen,
right.
Or anything that until and unless you really let it affect you, it shouldn't affect you because mm-hmm. you're beyond that. You're eternal being. You're imperishable. That means all your experiences, all your beautiful love and peace and everything are imperishable. No one can take them away from you. Mm-hmm. If you're not experiencing it, you're giving them away.
Right.
Or you're expecting something that to come to you, but you have to, you know, put a little bit of effort to be able to really experience them.
Mm-hmm. And I suspect that the meditation is part of this
yes.
experiencing.
Yes. Meditation is part of the experience, and some of these things I feel that really trip us up mm-hmm. is one thing that I've noticed is everything happens to everyone in life. If it's everyone, no one's, you know, thinking
right.
it's everyone, no one's life is really perfect. If it's not showing in their life, that means that they're not letting life's experiences make them bitter.
Uh-huh.
And so you should really have that also as a tenet, is don't let life's experiences make you bitter.
Uh-huh.
And so not only you as a being of light to understand yourself that way, but also to have these tenets around you so that those, I think, are like the steps,
mm-hmm.
like the ladder to really understanding yourself.
So that faith that this is part of the human condition I'm experiencing, which might be getting a cold or what have you. But not getting bitter means you don't fall into self-pity.
Yes, especially in relationships with people, you know,
yeah.
whatever is happening in your job, in
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter, really. It's perfectly imperfect.
So within that, as we're dealing to who we really are, and we have a boss that's not easy to get along with, how do we handle that?
Don't look at his defects.
I like that because that falls into another thing we've discussed is that you tend to see what you're looking for.
Not only that, if you are spinning someone's defects, then you can be rest assured they're spinning yours. So if you don't want someone to be looking at yours, don't look at theirs.
And my experience also is very often we are highly critical of defects that we haven't owned in ourselves, and it's easier to see in other people.
Yeah.
Procrastination,
yeah.
hard-headed.
Right. But oh, not only that, it's kind of like a downward spiral.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm looking at their defects and they're looking at my defects. And so if I want the relationship to change, then I need to take ownership, take responsibility and say no. I am going to look at all his positive qualities or her positive qualities, and then they'll also start doing the same. Those kind of good wishes really help in changing relationships.
I like that. So part of knowing yourself, understanding ourselves, is also to do that for ourselves. Look for the good in there, because it is in there as the core basis of who we are from the
right,
beginning.
Right.
So, in less than a minute, is there one final thought that you'd like to share in knowing ourselves?
That we are fortunate. I am a fortunate being, and to discover that wealth of fortune that is inside me. That's something I feel each of us really are fortunate.
So that's a nice thing to start off the day saying, thank you for this life, thank you that I am fortunate. Good. Because if we expect to find it, most likely it'll be easier to find. Thank you, Shereen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. Goodbye.